Don't you ask Rabbi Berg to come up and to share with us.
First of all, I'm not really sure where to start, but I guess I thank Hashem that He's allowed me to come to services this morning, even though I didn't participate. And the thing that gave joy to my heart was the fact to see that we have so many of our men that could come and they can lead. Part of what we, or at least I've tried to envision, is that as we as a congregation and other congregations within our movement have a tradition that has to be passed on door by door, from generation to generation. If we lose that, where are we? So I thank God that I'm seeing that alive and well in this congregation. The main reason I came up this morning and wanted to speak with you, some of you have come to me and said, "Oh, how are you, Bill? We see that you're tired, you're kind of lethargic." This started maybe about, 2 months ago, I guess. Just wasn't feeling under the weather. So in the last month or so, it's kind of progressively gotten worse. Went to the doctor a number of times, had a couple of CAT scans trying to figure out, why are you so tired? Why do you always want to sleep? You have no energy, you have no desire to eat. So they ran a few of these tests, and the end of the results were basically, and that's what I want to share today, they noticed the growth of my liver. And the growth on my liver is when they did more tests, and they did not only a CAT scan, but a biopsy, revealed that I have what's called intrahepatic cholangiocarcinoma. This is a cancer. It's a cancer that's fairly progressive. It's very large. I asked the oncologist, I spoke with him yesterday, I said, "Well, what can we do to treat this?" He says, "Surgery probably is out of the question because of your other medical conditions and the growth of the tumor itself. It's very, very large, and usually if it goes over a certain dimension growth, doctors do not like to operate. They say there's not very real success. There is a possibility of some chemo, and I'm still considering that." So I just wanted everyone to know what it was directly from me, not guessing or passing this on. So I want to try to do the best I can. As I was telling Pastor Revert, my desire is to get up every day when I can, come into the office, be involved in whatever way I can, answering phones, getting ready for preparing the Torah synopsis each and every week, teaching classes. And as long as I'm able to continue to do that, I will be here. This morning I was just tired. I said, "Dave, I know you've practiced, you've looked at the liturgy, you can do a good job, and you can go ahead for it. This is what I prepared you for, those men who have been faithful and wanting to learn to carry on this tradition." I also want to mention two other things. I told my brother-in-law, Bill, last night when I talked with him. He says, "Well, you know, think about that. Even though you're ill and the prognosis is not really very good at this point," he said, "count one thing in your favor." He says, "You could walk out that door tomorrow and be hit by an automobile and never have time to spend with your family." He says, "Give God the credit for that. Take every moment and use it to the best." Okay? And talking about that tradition and passing on a heritage, I look forward to my granddaughter going to Israel. And I thought maybe she, because of my illness, she may say, "Well, Grandpa, I don't want to go now. I want you to go, sir. I want you to learn. Those things that I have learned, I want you to carry on that heritage. If we don't have our children, our grandchildren, then what do we have? So I hope you will pray for me. I will try to do the best and ask God to give me strength. And we leave it in His hands. For he truly is all the souls of all lives are in His hands, both in life and in death. Thank you so much for your understanding.